Jake, what's up, baby?
Just baking back being bull, dude.
What's up with the long emojis?
Oh, just flexing.
Okay. Well, I just picked up some vapes for my lungs, you know?
Damn, bro. Guess what my vape is called?
Wow, what's it called?
Midnight Barcelona.
Nah, dude. That can't be real.
That's the flavor. I swear to God.
That's awesome. Yeah, I don't have anything that cool. It's called Miami Mint.
Hey, I got Miami Mint too, dog.
Yeah, but they're taking them off the market. You know what I mean? What they said.
Florida shit.
Yeah, dude. But,
well, I just got one of my ideas stolen from me, and I knew it was over with.
And what was that?
I had this whole idea of, like, you know how, like, presidents will always, like, or, like, politicians will always bring up, like, some job that's not even really relevant.
Okay, but, like coal miners or whatever?
Yeah, we were watching Obama's speech, and it was like, for all the miners! And I was just like, oh.
Pretty good.
Like,
that's a pretty good Obama.
You could do, like, for all the magicians, for all the court jesters. You know, for hardworking American people like Frodo Baggins, you know? And, like, I just went on a whole tangent on like that, and then I saw a post today of like Trump being like, it's a magical ring, like someone doing an impression, and I was like, fuck, it's already in the wave, you know?
Yeah.
What you're saying is kind of already true, where it's like, once you like think about something funny, you gotta just get it, or else it's gonna like be redone in a different way.
Yeah, no, it's true. Yeah, the internet moves fast, and there's a lot of people. I also was thinking, you know, I had one the other day. I was just thinking about, like, do they have, like, the homeless people that sell, like, newspapers outside the store in other cities, or is it, like, a bait thing?
Oh, fucking street
life. Street life? Yeah, yeah, street life.
Is that street a thing? Street life is funny as hell.
Yeah, do they have that in L.A. or New York or whatever?
I don't know. I haven't seen much in L.A., but I'm not really, I'm in a Koreatown where it's just one big facade. Yeah. No one's even Korean here. They're all Oaxacan. There's no fucking Koreans in Koreatown.
Well, you are in North Koreatown.
It's all one big sham, dude. Literally, though, my whole block that I live on, there's like a bunch of stores that will get pissed if you go in there and pretend or like look around, because they're like, "Hey, we don't have that." I went in, I was like, "Hey, do you have soap? Like a dish soap?" And they're like, "No, we don't." And I'm like, "What's that right there?" And they're like, it's $50 for like this new dish soap. I just left. And I was like, that place is a front. And they don't want to pay taxes on anything.
So they're not actually selling anything.
Yeah. There's so much front.
Yeah, I went to a car wash like that. You know? And they're like, well, what you need? And I was like, I need a car wash. They're like, man, fuck.
And they're like, we don't do that here, really.
They're like, let me go borrow. That's a true ass story right there. That guy was so pissed, you know?
They're like, what? Buy a car wash, what do you mean?
Yeah, totally. How many car washes do you want?
What, like an ounce of a car wash?
How much wash do you need? Like, what? Well, anyway, this guy was outside the store, and he was just selling the little street life newspaper, you know? And I was like, dude, like, it's no wonder you're homeless. You know what I mean? Like, Prince dead, homie. You know what I mean? Like, print media is not happening, dude. You know, it's like no kind of way to go off the streets. You know? That's also the same Safeway that has, it says entrance only on the outside, which, like, really confuses me. You know? Like, you call me big.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's like, okay, like, what scenario am I going to be mistaking like that? Like, if I'm, like, who is that sign helpful for? You know? Like, it doesn't make any sense. It's like a fucking mind puzzle, you know? Yeah. I think they actually took it down, though. I was by there the other day, and I'm pretty sure it doesn't say that anymore. I think it just says entrance now. I think I wasn't the only one who found that confusing, you know? Just, like, kind of redundant or something, you know? Or, like, I don't know. It just seemed like a waste of letters. I think it's appropriate starting at Migos too. We start at Migos, you know?
Oh, facts, dude. Hip hop starts at Migos for Migos.
Straight up. So so there was this guy, I also want this to be about 8-track, you know? I'm going to be talking about a lot of 8-track shit.
Oh, yeah. This is a phone call about air conditioning.
Yeah, it's mostly about air conditioning. That's that take. But this dude, he's kind of a new guy. Yeah, yeah. You know how I run my crew, right? Where it's like you can be on the crew if you like rap music and you're funny. But he was like bubble testing, like the gas pipe. We rent a gas pipe, you know. And he was like being extra safe, like bubble testing it. Like you take like
a gas pipe.
Well, he's like bubble testing, and I was like, "Yeah, are you bubble testing the gas pipe?" I was like, "Dude, I haven't bubble tested gas pipes since takeoff died." You know what I mean?
Oh, gas pipes.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about some Zoolander shit.
What was the Zoolander reference? I'm good.
You guys were having a gas fight.
Oh, a gas fight. Oh, I like that too. Yeah, he was kind of having a gas fight. Because we do the we do it live.
You check with a lighter or what?
You can do it that way. Yeah, I've done it that way. Yeah. Oh, I also want our names to be bleeped out. How do you feel about that?
Names?
Yeah, like when I say I want it to be like a bleep. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah, but then I was thinking about this though. Like you could bleep it, but then you're gonna want to insert a name. You know what I mean? And then I was thinking, it's like we could insert just our real names again.
That'd be hilarious.
Yeah, like with an AI voice. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And then they think that that's like an alias, but really,
yeah. But it'll always be confusing, right? Like, is that the real name or not? You know what I mean? And then I think anybody else involved is gonna do the same thing with everybody. Just bleep everyone's names. You know what I mean? And then like AI voice a name in that may or may not be their actual same name.
That's hilarious. Okay, I think AIing the real name is even more funny.
Yeah, so it's like a beep with like the beep, but it's actually just your name. Like every time someone says someone's name,
that's fire.
Yeah, okay, I'm glad you like that idea. I also like the idea. I was talking to the homies about this weekend. And it was like, where are they at? And I was like, fucking New York, LA, and I'm in the Bay. You know what I mean, like, fuck else you want, you know? Like, kind of tight. We'll bleep both those out. Bleep from bleep. You know what I mean?
Leave Chicago and put Florida.
Yeah. I think I'm just going to be Rich, though, on my bleep noise. You know, or Richie. I was actually thinking Richie. Sometimes I go by Richie.
I think I'll go for Paul.
Yeah. Dude, I was actually... My fucking YouTube was playing on my drive back today. And then... Yeah, there you go.
What the
but
hell?
There was like a... Rich.
That's an Asian lady saying Richard.
Richard, it sounds like Rich and Poor.
Rich and Poor.
I'll be poor.
Nothing was keeping Jake, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
Dude, but.
Rich and Paul.
I'm thinking feminine voice for sure. You know? Thinking woman's voice. Like the one they use on like TikTok videos. You know?
Or maybe like a Indian.
Jake. Rich and poor.
What the fuck?
I was using the free one, so they're probably going to put an ad in here.
I feel like I'm on acid or ketamine right now. I'm like, Rich, please. I'm going into the tunnel. I'm starting to lose a grip on reality right now.
Yeah, it's going to be the end of it, dude. Like, we try to do something, they all kill themselves.
I think you seem to know.
Yeah, they had some kind of suicide pact or something.
Any face for permanent sinmes for Mave on them. Like, is a meter of mop on the version of Eris's from the...
Nice.
Dude, but anyway, so my YouTube was just playing random shit. And then, Sean Paul came up, and the song was called Deport Them. I was like, damn, that's like fucking... Sean Paul's got a song called Deport Them.
That's crazy.
Which I would normally skip a Sean Paul song, you know, and I was like, I'm going to give this one a listen, you know, and see what the messaging is here. And then I remember that you can't understand anything Sean Paul says.
I fucking watched the Theo and Arnold Schwarza, you know?
The what now?
Arnold Schwarza, you know.
Okay. Arnold Schwarza inward?
He interviewed him because I work at Gold's Gym, so he's like a Gold's Gym icon, and I was like, oh, I'm interested. It was so boring, but he seems pretty cool. He calls people blacks. That's pretty cool.
Wait, what are you talking about right now?
Theo Vaughn and Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know?
Oh, okay.
He like interviewed him, and I was like interested because I work at Gold's.
Where, okay.
I had to watch a whole 5-minute video of him working out to join the gym or get a job there.
Your job? You had to watch
it was literally the most gay shit ever. It was like, hey, to get a job here, you have to like watch this 5-minute video. And it was like all like slow mo videos of Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, working out. And I was like, what the hell is this? There was nothing about like, hey, you might have to like fight crackheads in downtown, or hey, you might have to do this. It's all about like just looking at this guy work out. But I can't believe he's the governor of California, dude. It's crazy.
Yeah, he's the governor. Yeah.
Or was.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, people liked him too. Then shit got real weird after he like stepped down or whatever. They had like that election. Like,
He's kind of funny as hell, dude.
Yeah, I guess.
Just like that fucking... I'm gonna smoke my stogies video. You ever seen that one?
No.
Oh my god. You seen it?
No.
There's like a video where he's like smoking stogies. Like, I don't have to ask for permission anywhere I go to smoke my stogies. Not like you. And like just... He became the president. Like, he's the governor, dude. Or was. That's crazy.
Lily.
All the time.
Yeah, it's time to be alive, man. I think you were alive.
I don't think I ever experienced California under the governator.
Yeah, maybe the only one.
Yeah, I don't know. I might have been out here.
Was it? Was he in
2012? 2001 or 2. I was in middle school.
No, was it that? It was that long ago? It was like 2001, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I definitely wasn't out here.
Yeah, I never. Yeah. Starts at Migos for me, like 2016. My memory starts at 2016.
It's not a real long memory because it also ends when Migos broke up. So we're working with like 6 years here.
Dude, RIP Takeoff.
Dude, straight up, dude. I also realized that in HVAC, there's something called a takeoff and there's something called an offset. You know?
Like, wait a damn. Second.
That's true. Yeah, like, those are words.
And where's the Quavo, dude? What is the Quavo?
Well, I'm going to name something Quavo. You know, I'm like, what we're going to do, we're going to put the takeoff here after this offset, and I'm going to be like three Quavos.
Good airflow, dude. Good airflow equals Quavo.
Yeah, you want to get your Quavo pressures high. I'm going to do this at work tomorrow and see if anyone like just tries to look it up and doesn't say anything. I am always telling them to use the proper words for things. You know what I mean? Like, no, it's not called that. It's called this. You know? It's like, fucking
finally, Quavo. At the end, when we got like something good going, it's called a Quavo. We could all break up and go home.
I'm into it. But to the earlier story is the guy who said that, like, it's actually because Takeoff died, you know? I don't know if I finished that story, but, and I was like, okay, this kid's got potential to be on the crew, you know? He's kind of making jokes. and then he said he didn't like rap music. And I was like, you're off the crew. You know what I mean? Wrong fucking answer, pal. Like, you had me going with the Takeoff joke, and then you let me down. You're fired. You know?
Get off the team. Go home. Go home.
He might have thought it was a trick question, you know? But if you talked to me and you didn't assume that I like rap music, you'd probably have done anyways. Like, you should probably pick up on that.
That's great. You thought it was a trick question.
I don't fucking know what he thought. I don't know what anybody thinks, dude.
He's like, no, I hate rap music. He, like, deletes all his playlists of all his, like, just that, like, dope shit that we all like.
And then he gets fired anyway. I thought it was a trick question. I don't know. He was talking about Takeoff. the other one I'm working with right now is they got me this new truck, you know, like, because like I'm doing a good job and they're all about like go team, you know, kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
which is kind of a lot and obnoxious to me.
And they're like, they wanted me to build it out like the way I want it, you know, set up, you know? And there's like, ah, Rich, I can't wait to see what you do with the truck, you know? like it's this big box truck. I'm like, I can't wait to see how you have it organized and like what you do with it. And I'm like, yeah, bet for sure, you know? And then me and my guy, you know, we get in there and I'm like, all right, I'm thinking giant Mexican flag right here. A little like Dust Till Dawn Selma Hayek poster, you know, like with the Anaconda, which is ordered, by the way, like that's arriving soon. And then I'm thinking we're going to do like a Tatiana Old English, like right across the windshield, you know, like name the truck Tatiana, you know, and then just send the pictures back to them. Be like, this is what I did with the truck. Like, what are your thoughts? You know? But yeah, so that's the plan.
I like it.
Yeah, I don't think a Mexican flag should be hard to come by. I've been waiting for a while for the Selma.
That could go along with the same vein as when I like returned your truck after you left. Like, oh yeah, like nothing really went on.
Wait, did you like wreck my truck? I think you did, right?
I did. Got in a full-on car accident.
Yeah, I told you not to drive my truck and nothing. You like fucking Instagram pictured people at my house and wrecked my truck. That was cool.
Yeah, it's pretty chill. No one came over.
Like, dude, why am I like looking at Instagram and you and a bunch of people at my house? And why is my car wrecked? Hey, D was okay. That's all I actually cared about.
Dude, me and D had a good old time.
That's all good.
That was actually, yeah. I always loved your pup, but that was when I felt like I got like connected on a soul level.
Yeah, I guess there must not be anyone else around. I mean, you're his uncle or whatever, his litter mate. I'm not sure, but you know, I guess it was up to you to watch him.
Dude, he's gonna get me into heaven.
Yeah, that's probably true. Probably get me there too. But yeah. Oh yeah, I got a review for the company online that says that I had humor or whatever, like in an HVAC review. It's just like the owner has to like, he doesn't have to, but he does like respond to all the Google reviews. But he's like really confused by like the review.
Lily.
You know what I mean? It's like, I don't understand this review. Like, I'm glad that you were laughing while he was installing your like, good question mark? I don't fucking know. Yeah, I kind of found the key to, like, just telling people you don't know what you're doing. It's, like, it's a lot of fun. That's pretty much, like, my go-to now at work, you know? I just tell people I have no idea what I'm doing. It's my first day, you know? You just kind of go from there.
I don't know, man. What I've been working on is just that Obama. Obama, yeah, like, naming random shit.
Yeah, but why? I like how your mind does truly stop at Migos, because Obama's not the president anymore. Like, it is in fact like not 2020 or whatever.
But it's funnier because like everyone does a Trump impression, and like everyone goes like and takes like the, like if anyone does Obama shit, it's about how Obama's gay and shit, and it's like it's funnier Obama being like, great American people. Like Luke Skywalker and his father Anakin.
I'm just like more confused about how you can do like a pretty good Obama impression.
Great American cities, like Tatooine. Great American places, like the Shire. We gotta protect the people.
That's fucking weird, man.
Hobbits are not immigrants. They are American people. And let me tell you.
Yeah, it's not bad, man. Like,
Gandalf is.
That's pretty good,
but like we also, me and my and he should definitely be a part of a call at some point. My coworker is probably one, and not Mauricio, but with a B. He's one of the funniest people ever, dude. He has made me like almost piss my pants laughing at work. He's the one who started the Obama voice. And but he was doing it with, like, there's, like, this really enthusiastic guy at our work who, like, loves his job. And, like, we all have to say unbelievable when people ask how we're doing. And he'll say, like, unbelievable and, like, do, like, a jig and stuff. And, like, his name's Paul. And so my friend started the whole Obama thing with, like, we have to kill Paul. And just like being like, we have to kill this dude. And then Donald Trump is like, we have to save Paul. We have to save Paul's life. You know? And it goes further to where Obama's running for God. You know, he's like, and in the afterlife, if you elect me as God, you know, and Trump is running for Satan.
Okay.
In hell, there'll be Trump Towers. You could rape a bunch. It's okay in hell.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Like, I can see it. It becomes a whole thing. And then I like the whole running for God. You're running for God and you're talking about great American people like Frodo Baggins.
I like it. It's random. I think, honestly, like these days, too, I think shit just has to be like super random, like to be at all funny almost.
Right. You know, it was like, killing me.
Yeah.
I just love Obama's voice. He's the funniest shit.
Yeah. Yes, it's a good one. You got the impression pretty down.
That's good. I actually didn't know that you did impressions, but your Trump's not bad either.
And then you could have Biden show up and just be like,
whoa, what is it, Paul?
Secondly, you're still working at Gold's Gym, though.
Yeah. Dude, I gotta get out of here. I'm trying to go to New York.
Yeah, I know that.
I'm trying to get out of here in general. By October, hopefully.
Okay.
Like, if I don't find, like, some sort of, like, cheaper sublet situation, and I'm not, like, too cheap about it, but if I don't find something that's, like, cheap enough, like, by October I'll have enough to just get my own fucking spot, even in, like, the expensive zone. Yeah. But I just need to find something where people are like, I don't care about your credit, because I have, like, two fucking things on my credit being, like, terrible times.
Oh, I have, like, negative credit, dude.
But I've also seen some kind of, like, sick shit on that level where it's, like, someone who's, like, older and more successful and who's, like, I have this space, but I'm just trying to have people, like, take care of it while I do, like, 100 vacations a year. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of dope where it's, like, oh, I could just, like, take care of your shit and not even pay rent. You know, like, I could, like, feed your cat and, like, you know. I would literally do gay porn if I could fucking, like, make a living off of it. I just don't have a body like that. You know, yeah. I'm not like a lane of porn either.
Yeah.
You look up skinny, crackhead, tattooed, like, colored hair, gay porn, you don't find much.
Like Suicide Boys. I guess Suicide Girls is what I was thinking, but. You know.
Suicide young men, you know.
Like, what do you call that? Like, yeah, I don't know. Suicide,
I did once hook up with this. I hooked up with this Thailand girl. She was like could not speak one word of English, like for real. And I like had like a 3 month long relationship with her where she let me borrow her car and shit, and. She the only word she ever spoke in the only like word she spoke in English to me was suicide boys. and I was like, yeah, that's me. Like,
like, did you just like try to tell her that like you are in the Suicide Boys? Or just like that?
No, like she just knew that I liked them or knew that like I was on that vein, and like when she was waiting outside for me because I worked at a club. And I got off at 5 a.m. because I had to close the bar, and the bar closes at 4.
Yeah, I remember this. Yeah.
And I get off at 5 a.m., and she was waiting outside for me after being at the club and, like, trying to talk to me while I was, like, picking up glassware and shit. And I was like, I don't understand you. And she was, like, waiting outside of the club being like, Suicide Boys. And then, like, typed in her phone, like, come home with me. And I was like, all right, cool. All right. And then literally that night, she let me take her fucking VW bug and, like, to, like, a different state for a little bit. And I just had her car.
That's so bad.
She was cool, dude. I miss her dearly, to be honest.
I say you miss her dearly. I have a question for you. What was her name?
I have no clue. Yeah, I have absolutely no idea what her name was. And she, I don't think she has any idea what my name was.
That's pretty awesome.
Like Sue, S-O-O maybe? Or like, yeah, I don't know. Actually, I have no clue.
No.
Something like not English.
That's amazing.
It was cool.
No, but you're all.
We never really even spoke. Like sometimes we would ask each other like questions through like Google Chat, like translation. But like it was like basic shit. Like, where are you from? You know.
And that's how you found out she was from Thailand.
Yeah, because I didn't even know she was Taiwanese or whatever.
Just die. Yeah. This is Jared. I was like, well, we should do this, but like maybe we should not say like you're like trans or like racist things or whatever. It's like, that's gonna be fucking tough sometimes.
I wasn't racist, dude. I just forgot what they're called. Thailandish.
No, just Thai. I think it's just Thai. Yeah, that's still pretty great though. I went surfing this weekend for the first time.
Oh, shit. And
you surfed?
Yeah, for the first time in my life. I was always anti-surfing. You know?
That's actually crazy.
I still am though, to be honest. You know.
Did you get up in a wave?
I got up on it. Yeah, like first try. Like not like falling. You know what I mean? But like enough.
Damn, who'd you go with, bro?
No, it was just it was a real California day. You know what I mean? But then I'm just back in, you know, I'm going to go back to keeping it gutter. I'm going to be surfing.
There you go.
I'll be in an attic, you know.
An addict of what?
No, I'm going to get an attic installing Quavos.
What have you been addicted to lately?
No, so that was actually the one thing I was going to tell y'all is, I talked to my brother the other day and he like checked in on me the next day about like, cause he suspected I was drinking, you know? And I was like, that's awesome, you know? And like, not like it's awesome. Like I appreciate your concern, but like, I was like, I think it's awesome that you think I was drunk. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking rad. Like if you're not drunk, but you think I'm drunk, like that's
you just seemed like 20% more cool. So, are you drinking?
you seem like uninhibited. You know what I mean?
You were so much fun.
Yeah, you were seeming like you were having a good time. You were like joking a lot. You know what I mean? You had a lot of energy. You know, it's like, nah, I think he's just so lost in it. Like, he doesn't know what that looks like. You know what I mean? It's like, no, that's just like what people are like when they're not fucking like depressed and blackout fucking drunk all the time. You know? But yeah, it's like honestly, it was the biggest compliment I got probably last week was that someone thinking that I was drunk when I talked to them. You know? I was like I clocked that one. It's like that's a positive. That's a W's in chat situation.
Here. Oh hell yeah.
Yeah, dude, it's like big W's.
You thought I was what? Drunk? Me?
Just high off this fucking vape, you know?
Dude, I'd be getting drunk. To be quite honest with you.
I mean, most people do, to be quite honest with you.
Real drunk recently.
Yeah, it's not good though.
We get like pirate drunk.
Okay, so that reminds me of an idea. So I feel like I told this story before, but I don't know either like as punishment or just as a requirement, but like that I think that porch pirates should have to dress as pirates. Like I don't know, like if you get caught then you just have to like walk around in your daily life dressed as
you fire, have to like, do something. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lily.
But then I was thinking like, okay, also just like almost like a skit idea too, right? Though is like you're just like you're riding like in like a fucking busted ass Honda Accord, like a pirate flag on it. And, like you jump out like dressed like a pirate and you go steal shit off people's fortunes. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Yeah. I don't know, like and they got you on like the Ring camera and like these pirates.
Bro.
Yeah. You know, and they got like the pirate flag, and they like steal all your shit.
but like we you know, we have that funny ass idea, and I love it, of like this, like, and it doesn't even have to be a politician, but I see it as a politician being like, I made parks in the middle of the city, you know, like national forests, and I and it really is just like a national, like, camping ground, like Rich said, like, where, like, you just put up a sign that says like national camping ground in like the Tenderloin, or like a crackhead area.
Yeah, it's just like the same almost people in the same tent. Yeah,
you know, and like
you're just like rebranding it as like a national park.
And I see it as a politician who's like, look at what I've done, you know, like. But it could also just be that, like,
I mean, that'd be a good, like, that'd be like a good, like, mayor of Oakland campaign. Yeah, which I've thought about.
Or mayor of the Tenderloin, or anything funny like that, you know, like, or downtown LA, you could do any of that.
Yeah, I don't know how this hasn't been done yet, but, like, I mean, I guess people don't really, like, send postcards anymore, but I was in SF the other day, and I was, like, Ryan's, like, the TL or whatever, you know, and I was, like, where is, like, that postcard at, where it's, like, you know, wish you were here, or, like, San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, that's great. That's another great idea, dude.
Yeah, you're going to Princess. Yeah, like, that would tell NSF, too. Like, greetings from San Francisco. Like, a dude, like, sitting at the wall, you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, why not? Why not lean into it, you know?
Greetings from Portland, and it's just, like, a guy overdosed.
Well, I'll take some pictures, yeah.
Take some pictures, I'll print off. We can sell them on the website.
Yeah, you know, I saw another RV day too, because me and it was actually on the 4th of July too. We tried to get this shop, but there's a fucking truck in the way. And it was like, there's like an RV, like, with like, it literally has the American flag with fireworks on it, like, on the, you know, like some like RVs have like that art on the back or whatever, you know? It's like,
yeah.
maybe it's like a wolf, or maybe it's like whatever, like a Utah landscape or some shit, you know? This one had like the American flag with like the fireworks on it. And I wanted to do a shot which like zoomed in on that, like that's the shot of just like the American flag, you know, and like the fireworks on the back of the RV, and then like the wide, like pulling out like the wide shot of just like the fucking MacArthur Maze fucking home bomb camp, you know.
And then,
and then, yeah, at this time there was actually also fireworks, which is like killing me. Like, it was not set up to shoot it, but I really wanted it. But I saw one today, I'm talking about that, because I saw another one today where it's like this van that looked like it like threw up out the back. I guess it would be like more like diarrhea, I guess. Like, they had like hoarded so much stuff in their van that like they couldn't even close the fucking door anymore. It was like in West Oakland. And it had a bumper sticker, which I believe to be like predating like this van's like now occupation as like a crackhead camp, you know, and it just said living the dream on the back, you know. I was like, damn, I was like, I fucking want that picture. But I'm gonna tell you this, I'm gonna have some chances to get that one if that fucking van ain't going nowhere, you know.
Uh-huh.
I know where it's at, and that thing ain't moving for a while.
What
you got? You got any more sketch ideas?
Oh yeah, I got a bunch of them, dude.
What you got? I mean,
I was trying to look in my journal, but I can't find my actual journal that I had dedicated for shit like this.
Like, you're still, like, writing stuff down in the journal? That's good.
Jake.
Yeah, we use paper.
Yeah, I just voice text shit to myself, but, like, Siri gets it so fucking wrong most of the time. It's like, I can't read it back. Like, I don't know. I tried to text myself the other day, and it said Mexican burrito, and I was like, that's definitely not the joke I was trying to say, and I think my Siri is kind of racist. It's like I didn't say that, you know.
I don't know, maybe you help me with this one, but it just says in my journal, real specific fortune cookies, 8-foot rope and a step ladder, sex with a crackhead for a cigarette. I'm no Anne Frank, but I think I know what I'm being fucked with.
These are fortune cookie ideas.
Yeah.
What was the title of this joke? I forgot already.
Just real specific fortune cookies.
Real specific fortune cookies.
And then on the top of the paper it says Helen Keller is cat. But I already know that one. That's a real thing. How do you even know how to write?
Helen Keller is cat, is that what you said?
Yeah, how do you even know what writing is?
Yeah. You see, you think it's like a conspiracy, like the Helen Keller conspiracy?
Yeah. You can't write if you're blind and mute.
Yeah, I mean, blind and deaf.
Or blind and deaf, or whatever you claim to be. You're a liar.
But that's in the fortune cookie?
I don't know. That was just at the top of the paper. Just at the top of the paper, it says Helen Keller is cat. But then the other section is the really specific fortune cookie. And I just laughed at the first one, really.
That's an 8-foot rope and a stepladder. I was just like, what the fuck? That'd be so fucked up to see in a fortune cookie.
That's pretty awesome.
I like that one I have written here. Got any skirts in the room? It's just like for like when you're like doing stand up. Something to say.
I don't get that one.
Just like women, calling women skirts.
Yeah, you were talking about bringing like back like wartime for a while. I wasn't like one of the kicks I was ever.
Wartime misogyny. Yeah.
Yeah, wartime misogyny. Yeah, that's what it was.
Yeah, hey Toots, how about you fill this one up before I fucking ship out? Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the idea was like that it's okay to be like a misogynist or whatever if it's like wartime, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Like, it's also okay to be gay if it's during times of war. You know, it was like, I was missing Jennifer and fucking my private Johnson was all that I had out there, you know. It wasn't gay. It wasn't fully gay. I was missing her.
Yeah. I think real specific, dude, like, I think it's like, it's pretty okay to be gay now.
Yeah, but like, it's, you know, we're bringing back that it's okay to be gay during wartime. Yeah.
So you're kind of bringing back that it's like not okay to be okay.
Yeah, kind of.
You're kind of going the other way with it.
I'm just saying that like it doesn't really make sense outside of times of war. I'm joking.
I'm not touching that one.
That one, I have to.
Yeah, you need to workshop that one a little bit.
But
more.
I love sexism. I love racism a little bit as far as funniness goes.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. If you can dance, okay,
so here, yeah. I got some characters written down.
Okay, what do you got?
These are great for sketches. You know, I got one that's a Mexican girlfriend. It's called, but it's basically when you're just a regular dude, whatever, and your sister is dating like a hood rat Mexican. He's like. Kind of poetic too, like he's kind of like shitty, but he also has like deep feelings about your sister. Where he's like, "Hey, bro, I wrote a fucking poem for your sister, man. You know? Dear flowers, your pussy is so tight. I fucked you all night last night. I'm like, hey, yo, tell your sister that I'm fucking trying to fucking study so we could have a life together. Like, she's got to stop sending me nudes while I'm at class.
I think this sketch only works. Like, yeah, it's like the sister and the guy are like the super like WASPy white.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I love that one. That one's fucking great, dude. Yeah.
But he like actually like really is endearing. Like it turns out that he's like kind of poetic and really does love your sister. But he like
doesn't know
his limits. You know, he talks about your brother, your sister was fucking so good last night. You know, shit like that.
Oh,
and then there's another guy. It's a pretty short sketch, but it's like someone who's like. Trying to get into a bathroom stall, and he's like, "There's someone in there." He's like, "Yeah, 1 minute."
Okay.
Yeah, just 1 minute. This one's busy. It's like a quick one.
Like, I don't really get that one. I mean, it's just like life.
It's just like that, like voice. Like you got my brother does it a little better, but there's like a voice of a guy who's like, "Yeah, 1 minute." Like. This one's occupied. Next stall.
like a strained voice, I guess. Yeah. Okay. Keep going. What else you got? You got some more characters or what?
Okay, we have another one.
Mm-hmm.
It says maybe we can gritty at your mom's house later. It's like a little kid. Hey, yeah, that's hella lit. Maybe we could gritty at your mom's house later.
That one's kind of already been done too by other people, but that was a pretty funny one. And then Jamaican, you already taught me the Jamaican one. That one's funny. Yeah.
Which one's that?
Why would I wear this hat if I ain't from Jamaica?
Oh, that's Dave Chappelle. That's half me.
Oh shit! I like
the Jamaican accent. It's just funny coming from a white dude. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that was like our band that we're going to start with, the Rastas. What was it, Rastas from the Rastas? Yeah.
Oh, hell yeah.
Can we tell Lily about this? Yeah. It's like just like four white guys that like play like bluegrass, but they're called Rastas for the Rasta. Yeah. But they're like, the whole thing is like they're just confused by like who shows up at the show, like what they're expecting. Like they don't get it. Yeah. Like, what do you guys think this was? Like, they don't know like Lily. What the Rastas are or like what the Rasta is. Yeah.
And then you got the my guy, who's like, come on, he's a gay autistic Jew, my guy. Come to the show. Come to the show, my guy. He's fucking gay autistic Jew. He's part of the LGBTQ, my guy. Come on. Like, just like hitting all like the strong points of like, hey, my guy. Some people just say that like on the end of everything.
Yeah, I say it sometimes, but yeah, not all the time.
But like in that way, it's pretty funny.
Dude, I kind of had this thought today that actually reminds me, because like, there's like these things that you say like ironically, but then they just like how I say YOLO. Like I used to say YOLO ironically, but like now I don't know anymore. Like it just like becomes part of like your vernacular or whatever. You know, like I never joked around saying bro. You know what I mean? Like I don't say bro because I don't like it. You know what I mean? I never, like, I ironically would say it because I would just be terrified that I would actually say bro at some point, like, on accident.
Mm.
But that kind of got me thinking about getting old, and, like, I'm really, maybe you can help me on this one, is, like, I think that, like, okay, so, for example, I was riding home today from out of town, and Bone Crusher came on, you know, the Bone Crusher song, which is an amazing song. It just has, like, explosions the whole time in it. It's, like, the Never Scared song, and it's like, I ain't never scared. But it's just like the whole song is just like gunshots and explosions and like going to the trunk, you know. And like I remember that song being like really like kind of like cringy, I guess you would call it, like when it came out. Like you wouldn't like actually listen to that song. And then I was like listening to it on the way home, just like ran through the, you know, just like popped up and started auto playing. But I kind of let it ride and I kind of was like enjoying the song. And I was like, wait, like. Maybe, like, the thought is this, is, like, can, like, this is, like, a sign of age. Is like, can old people ironically listen to music? You know what I mean? Like, have you ever heard an old person ironically listening to music? You know, like, that we, like, say, like, young people, you, like, throw on a song, like, throw on some ICP to, like, listen to it ironically. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think that old people listen to music ironically. You don't like throw on a song and be like, oh yeah, this is funny. Like we're gonna pretend like we like this. You know, I think that's a young man's game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did any previous generation before Gen X like listen to music ironically?
Well, the, I mean, this,
like,
yeah, I mean, this
listen
is,
to
yeah.
The Foxtrot. Fuck, it's 1922.
Yeah, this shit was lame when it came out, but like
yeah,
we're gonna
totally.
Pretend to like it.
You
yeah.
Get it. You know.
Yeah, like, we get it. Yeah, we're, like, we don't actually enjoy this
shit.
Yeah,
this jazz shit. This
is
a big joke.
Yeah, so I
yeah,
guess, like,
in general.
I guess we'll have to just let it go. I guess time will tell on that one. That joke's gonna age well, trust me. We'd need, like, a few more generations for that to be true. Yeah.
Well, I think in the 1940s, they all listened to jazz, ironically, right? They're like, yeah, this is good.
Like, is there another way to listen to jazz? I think maybe they exclusively listen to music ironically.
Like, yeah, put that dumb shit on. Put it on. I'm so fucked up on benzos, I can't even fucking see straight. What's that fucking dumb shit?
Yeah, maybe I'm way off on this one, yeah. Maybe I'm just completely wrong. Well, like, for me, it's also, like, T-Pain. Like, I'm not even sure at this point. Like, I can't even trust myself whether I actually like T-Pain or not. Because I started listening to it, like, ironically.
His T-mixes are amazing.
I mean, I don't know though. Like, are they, or did I just like?
Yeah.
Did I start ironically? And
no.
Now I don't know anymore.
Maybe his like actual songs, like Bartender and like I'm in Love with a Stripper, they're not that great. But like his T mixes are actually brilliant, and he's like, he's pretty good, like as a wordsmith. Like his T mix Baby Panda.
It's all about
you should make a bitches they be cooking. You know, it's good. That shit's good. T-Pain, yeah, I like T-Pain, and now especially because I know it stands for Tallahassee.
That's true. But I don't know. Like I certainly know at one point in time I listened to it ironically. Now I don't know.
Yeah. But here's the thing, he's just a good man, you know?
Yeah, I don't know about that. He talks about like bestiality and stuff.
Yeah, that's okay. That's okay.
I have a question about T-Pain.
What do you got? Yeah.
If his name is Tallahassee Pain, or it's short for that, is that does that mean like the pain of Tallahassee?
I think that's the idea, yeah. Really? Like the pain of growing up in Tallahassee.
What is the pain of growing up in Tallahassee?
Yeah, can you tell us?
Well, that's a good question. It would probably just be that's a good question. I think it would probably be so there's kind of two answers to that. I would have two answers for that. Like one would be like for me, but then the other one would be like if I were T-Pain, which is how I often divulge, like, you know, go through problems. You know what I mean? Yeah, exactly. So like whenever I run into a problem in life, I'm like, okay, how would I approach this? How would T-Pain approach this?
I could tell you partially the growing up with Tallahassee Pain.
Oh yeah, dude, Drake's got Tally ties too. You know that, Lily.
Not catching the lizards that you said. Not you tried to set out to catch some lizards and they're too fast.
That's facts. That's part of it.
You realize that you're not as fast as you thought you were.
Yeah. So Jake, to kind of digress here, Jake. I learned this way later, like after me and Jake met. But him and his brother used to go. You don't mind if I share this, do you, Jake?
No, I don't care.
Okay. Yeah. So him and his brother used to like visit there. They have an aunt or something that lives like in Tallahassee, and they would go down there in the summers and go to like speaking in tongues. Like church camps in Tallahassee. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, which is crazy.
Snake handlers and shit.
Yes, yeah, that kind of shit. In
Tallahassee. Yeah, so that was actually kind of punk rock now that I look back on it. Very, very much like mayhem, like Oakland punk scene. It really influenced the Oakland punk scene, I think. You know,
yeah,
us going to these Tallahassee churches.
I think it would be the to me, like, the first word that pops into my head honestly is boredom, you know. Yeah.
Oh wow,
like,
so you're saying T-Pain's music is really about ennui?
Ennui, is that what you said?
Yeah.
You have to re-familiarize me with the term. Yeah,
I mean, I think it's exactly what it looks like, existential boredom. Let's see if there's...
Yeah, okay, yeah, I think that's like that describes it for me personally, and then probably for T-Pain too, if I had to imagine, you know. And then like the whole like struggle, like you're never gonna get out kind of thing. There's like nothing to do, you know. And yeah, and like, you know, everything's like kind of like it's like nice there, but it's also kind of like shitty, you know. It's like weird. And then, you know, like the cops, there's so many cops, there's like more cops than civilians, you know. It feels like sometimes, you know, so you're kind of always getting in trouble no matter what you do. So yeah, sort of, that would be my guess, you know. I don't know. We could ask him, you know. We'll have to ask him. We'll get a T-Pain interview, you know.
Or we should do. We should connect with T-Pain on a Ouija board.
I'm down. Okay, that's a great skit idea. That was like contacting people on a Ouija board. Like we summon you, juvenile. You know,
little man.
Yeah, summoning living rappers on a Ouija board.
Kodak, dude, are you here with us?
Kodak, they said. Why is your favorite color orange?
You're asking a really stupid question.
and the board just starts going around. Oh my god, they start freaking out. The lights start flickering.
Kodak, when's the most time you love choking bitches?
Yeah, totally.
When he's in that pussy.
That one, I'll have to workshop that one a little bit. Ask him on the board. That kind of reminds me of my, like, well, you know, I had that magic 8-ball for HVAC troubleshooting. Do you know I have that?
Oh, yeah. That's just legendary.
Yeah, it's insane, dude. But that was, like, my other, like, cause I feel like most of the jokes I, like, ever try to, like, actually write or come up with are just about being bad with money. You know what I mean? And, yeah, well, that one's, like, a true story, though, because I got two of those made. They were different, but, like, I discovered that, like, you could make Magic 8-Balls, like, custom, you know? And then, so, like, I bought a couple of them, like, pretty immediately. I mean, I had, like, I didn't have, like, I didn't have, like, rent money. It's, like, Magic 8-Balls coming in the mail. So that was like kind of like half a skit of an idea. It was just like the landlord comes by, like, "Hey man, I'm sorry. You know how it's been. You know what I mean? These magic 8-ball payments are really stacking up on me. Like, I'll have your money like next week. I promise." You know? But then that's actually like a true story. You know, I kind of blew a lot of my paycheck on customized magic 8-balls. I didn't have rent money. So yeah, I'll give you a lot of advice, but never take financial advice from me. That could be like a section of the show too. It's like bad financial advice from me. Like, oh yeah, what you're gonna do is tell your boss to fuck all the way off. You know what I mean? Say you can never talk to me like that. You're gonna want to quit. You know what I mean? And then there's this thing called scrap metal. Like, you just get a big bunch of that, you know? And like,
well,
like,
one of the best lessons.
As much as you think it is,
Rich.
You know?
One of the best lessons you ever taught me was to always show up 7 minutes late to let them know that you don't give a fuck.
Did I actually say that to you at some point?
Yeah, you're like, hey, at every job you have, just like if you ever have like a tip with any of the management, just show up 7 minutes late. You're like, yeah, I hold the power. I know I do. Yeah, I could have not shown up at all 7 minutes late just to let them know that you care just enough to keep your job.
Yeah, no, I don't know if I current day.
Like, usually it's 5 minutes late to get, like, in trouble. So do 2 minutes after that to be like, yeah, I'm going to fuck.